Kris Jenner thinks that Scott's earlobes are ginormous, and we finally get some more fun information about Stormy, Kylie's beautiful baby that was born. Please stay tuned. We are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are here recapping Keeping Up with the Kardashians season 15, episode 7. What in the world? It's called The Perfect Stormy, and we are here. We have the three of us. Rachel is not here today, but...
Hi, Rachel!
We're holding it down. We love her. And please introduce yourselves. I'm joined by the lovely Nakia.
Hey, guys! I'm Nakia Monet.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard the Third.
And I am Dakota T. Jones. Thank you again for joining us. We've got a lot. We're going to be recapping the episode. Then we're going to bring you guys Tea Time, which is our lovely news and gossip section. We've got Gram Glam, which is where we break down our favorite pics of the girls' Instagrams this week.
Yeah.
And then we have a fun little poll that Nakia put together that we had you, the fans, vote for. So please stay tuned for all that and more. But let's just jump right on into this episode.
Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts? A lot of emotions, ups, downs. What was going on?
It's a lot of emotions. I got, like, sad. I was laughing. I was sad again, crying. Yeah. But it was a really good episode. And that's one thing about, like, a lot of reality TVs. Okay. TV. They hit you sometimes with, like, really explosive episodes and then the fluff episode. But this one was really good.
Yeah.
A lot of tears. Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Howard? Mm-hmm.
Saying ditto. I thought it was a great episode. I was happy. But then I was sad with the Gabbana thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, excited because we got to see Stormy.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of mixed emotions. I was here for it.
Yes. We got a loss and then a new life. Let's go ahead and talk about Gabbana. So Gabbana is very, very old. She was Kendall and Kylie's dog. Then whenever Kris and Bruce at the time broke up, Gabbana went with Chloe, and Chloe has kind of raised her since then. So it was kind of like everyone in the family had a special relationship with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So Gabbana was old. She had had two hip surgeries. She would kind of convulse sometimes. She was having a lot of health problems. We found out that she had some kind of a heart cancer that was growing very fast, and they had to put her down that night, which was very sad. And Chloe said, I just never thought in a million years that last night would be the last night I would ever see her. So it was very sad. And you were saying that Chloe tweeted tonight about it, right?
Yeah, she did. She was like, this is really hard. I'm bawling. And people were retweeting. And the fans made some really cute videos and photos for Gabbana. But she's like, this is too hard to watch. She's like, I'm bawling, crying. And she started posting old photos of her and Gabbana, which were adorable, like her and Gabbana in the car, by the pool. And it's sad when you lose a pet because they become one of your family members. But one thing that I noticed that, like, when I remember watching the episode, Gabbana kept looking at Chloe, and she would be really close. And I remember when my dog had passed away, I think it was, like, last year. It's like the dogs, they don't want to disappoint you, kind of. So they kind of wait for you to give them the word, and I feel like they hold on, and I think that's what Gabbana was doing. So that's why she was trying to put her head in Chloe's lap, and I think it's a very sweet moment because I would love to see her and Gabbana on social media. So that was sad. I definitely teared up.
Yeah, it was very sad. And what did you think about that video that she had posted or that was taken from her phone and like some of the moments she had?
So sad. I was like, oh my gosh. And it just brought back memories because something happened like that with my dog. But he had surgery and then we left him outside. Then I came outside and I saw him and I was like, okay, I love you. Good night. And then he had passed the morning.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, oh my gosh. It was just memories. Because when she was doing that video, I was like, ah. But that's still so sad. Like, you could just tell the dog was just, she was just so weak.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even move and she had to put her legs to get, like, back together. And it was sad.
That was very sad.
Yeah. She said that it took her like 15 minutes to get up one time. Like, when you know at that point, it's really hard to be the one to take a dog's life.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't just let them miserably walk around or be miserable for so long because they're in pain. And I think it's almost unfair sometimes to let them continue to be in pain. I know it's a controversial thing. A lot of people think you should just let it happen when it happens. But I don't know. It's a really tough, sensitive subject for a lot of people. But I thought it was very sweet at the end how Chloe got Kendall a Gabbana paw print necklace. It's beautiful. That was very sweet. And I didn't even know you could do that.
Me neither.
And I would love to do that with my cat because, like, my cat is, like has been there my entire life. It's, like, not entire life, but more like three-fourths of my life. And it's a very, very old cat. And, you know, he's still kicking. But I would want, like, something to kind of remember him because I just can't imagine not Ugh, I can't. It's so hard.
They become part of the family.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, they're one of the kids. They, one of your brothers, one of your sisters. And it's tough losing an animal. Like, yeah. I've had family members who've lost animals. Like, my aunt, when she first lost her cat, it took her years to, like, finally get a new animal. But they become your kids and your siblings. Definitely. So it was really sad to see that. But I'm happy that they showed that. And they showed, you know, how to kind of deal with that. And they showed... Chloe, I love that she's home and she was able to be home when Gabbana did pass away and not Gabbana be by herself. So
I know.
Gabbana probably was waiting for her because that's what dogs do. They waited for her mommy.
So sad.
I know.
I wonder why she didn't get Kylie one of the little paw things.
I know. Maybe Kylie necklace. Just didn't really Kylie didn't care as much.
Yeah, I mean, Kylie does have her own little village over there. With all her
and Kendall's really into like the animals that's and she true. Really loved like her horse and the dog. So Kendall probably... was because I think when Chloe was talking, she said Kendall took the news pretty badly. Oh, meanwhile, Kylie's probably pushing out her baby. She was like, exactly. But I'll get back to you guys later.
Yeah. So yeah, BRB in labor, like, pushing. But let's talk about Kylie and let's talk about Stormy because that is a positive side of this episode.
Yes.
The only real positive storyline of this episode was the fact that Kylie finally had her baby, which is funny because we've known this forever. But,
yes.
Yeah, it was interesting to know that Kylie didn't have one report come out that she was at the hospital or had her delivery, and it was really neat how Kylie was able to keep it a secret and let everyone know on her own terms, on her own time, which I thought was very neat. So I loved that. But apparently Chris pulled Stormy out, which is very interesting to know, but I think that's really cool that Chris wanted to be a part of it and was there. I'm interested to see if Chloe was there because I know that Kim was supposed to be there, but then she told Kylie that Chloe might be better at it.
She was there. Chloe was there.
Chloe was there.
Remember in the video when they showed like the whole little clips.
Yeah.
It was Chloe and Chris.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I did see Chloe tweet about it because one of the fans asked her. She's like, it was an amazing experience, but she's like, I was 6 months pregnant at the time. So she said it freaked her out just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that's about to be you in a few months.
Yeah.
I will say, like, this family has the theme of pulling out the baby. Because remember when Courtney pulled out Mason? I was like, It must be, like, a mom thing, though. Like, because Chris has 6 kids she's given birth to. She has grandkids. And I think it's a beautiful thing that she was there with her youngest daughter for her to give birth to her daughter. And for her to be like, I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Pulled Stormy out.
I know. It was crazy. You know, let's talk about Chris, though, because she was a major part of this episode as well. She's... you know, pulled the baby out, and it's like she's pulling teeth out of Courtney to get her to talk to her. A lot of pulling. So Chris calls Courtney mean. She's like, I remember when I bought Courtney's bed here when she was a little baby. I bought her cradle here, and now she's just mean. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. But it really is true, and apparently, you know, Courtney was saying that her therapist has been bringing up a lot of things and issues from her past. We were talking that we're not sure sometimes that therapy is for everyone because it seems to only bring around more trouble than good.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people who've had a really positive experiences, but what do you think? Do you think it's positive for Courtney?
I think it could be. I think right now at the beginning stages, it does seem negative because I think what therapists do, they do bring out the bad side from you, but I think they do that for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think they do that so you could recognize and look back on it. That's why I love at the end, she actually recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? I don't want to be resentful towards my mother. I actually want to get to a different point. And I think that's what therapy, at least that's what they're supposed to teach you.
Yeah.
Bring out the bad memories. Let's talk about it since you've been holding it in for so many years. How do we move forward from that? Mm-hmm. So I think it can actually be a positive. But I just remember past episodes when Courtney and her mom really didn't get along. Like I remember season one, like Courtney would be like, mom, when Rob was going through his thing, I remember she would call her mom on and be like, you're not a good mother. Ugh. What are you doing? I don't want to be like you as a mother. And it makes sense because I think from her childhood, she remembers the affair and the divorce and she's about to be 40 and stuff like that will carry over to your adult life. But I'm happy to see that they're trying to mend things.
Exactly. But I thought, wasn't she in therapy before for this Courtney?
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole thing. So I'm like, I wonder
this
what's really...
therapist.
Yeah. I mean, you're like revisiting everything in the past. Like you went through this and then now new stuff is coming up. So now you're going back to therapy and it's like, it's
just, and they were getting along for like a few,
for a while.
I remember saying like, wow, Chris and Courtney are really getting along. Cause I just remember their relationship wasn't that great.
Right.
And they've been doing so good. So I don't know if there was like a bump in the road or if Courtney was just like, I'm not feeling this. Or if Chris, I don't know. Chris has 6 kids to juggle. Listen, they don't give you a guide on how to parent. I don't have kids. So I know it can't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be easy with 6 kids.
Right.
And it's just like, poor Courtney. I love how Chloe was stepping in and she was like, just give your mom the benefit of the doubt. Like, poor Chris. So like, she's like taking it, like, just taking it in. And Chloe's like, you know, it's not like your whole childhood was horrible.
Right.
I understand you have some moments, like most people right. do, where it might have been a little gray, but you're acting like you were just locked away, abused. Didn't eat, you know, you were just tugged away. And Chris is like, you had everything. Like, you were Cinderella. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Get it together, girl.
Yeah. I know. I feel like so many people would be lucky to grow up in that family. And, like, it seems like Chris really is a great mother.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's not ideal for a child to have to be so aware of, like, affairs and different things like that. It's not fair to the child at mm-hmm. all. And it really does mentally mess with you. And I would totally understand that. Like, I get that. Like, I would see how that would really kind of mess you up inside. But there has been so many good things that have came from Chris, and she's just always there for all of her daughters yeah. and spreads herself very thin to make sure she's readily available for anyone's needs.
I think it's a learning lesson, though, because I do think as parents can look at this and say, though you are getting your kids all these gifts and you're showering them, with kids, though, you have, like, people are emotional.
Yeah.
And you have to take mm-hmm. their emotions into effect, and all your kids might not express their emotions the same way. So Kim might not express it the way Courtney does, or Courtney or Chloe may be a little bit sensitive. But again, you're not given a guide when you're a parent. So mm-hmm. I can feel them on both ends. Like, I can feel right. them from the kid part of it, where she's like, yes, I've gotten my own room and I lived my best life, but you weren't listening to me when I was in my feelings. But then on mom's side, I can see her saying, I kept you guys out the street. You guys are not on drugs. I've done my best. Right. You're successful. Here we are. So I just hope that they can, because she is the oldest. She's her oldest right, baby. Right. So, you know, I know it breaks her heart to be like, wow, my. But I think a lot of parents feel that way when their kids are mean to them. Like, yeah, damn.
I know.
But Courtney was just going in.
She was.
Girl. Like,
I gave birth to you.
She was so quick with the tongue. I'm like, oh.
I know.
All right.
And apparently she was always on her dad's side yeah. because every, mm-hmm. you know, she wanted to live with him. She was on his side during the divorce, which I think I would be too, knowing some of the stuff that Chris yeah. did. You kind of enlightened me on some
yes,
stuff.
Yes. And I get it. But I do hope that, like, when I'm going to be 40, that she can forgive her mother, because this is your mom, your dad's not here.
Right,
you only exactly. get one mother, and she loves you to death. So I'm hoping that she can move past it, because I can still see the resentment from her father and from the divorce, where she is still taking her dad's side. Right. But I just mm-hmm. hope that, you know, you and your mom are good friends, that you can kind of not forget, but say, I forgive you. I love you.
Yeah.
You and my dad, y'all had your own thing going on. Let's move
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, and it seemed like they did kind of at the end kind of come to an agreement. You know, Chris kind of broke down and was very vulnerable and saying, like, if there's anything that I'm doing that you don't like, please tell me. Like, I will work on that. I would yeah. rather us be close than you keep things from
yeah.
me. And so I love how they did have that conversation at the end. I hope that they become close again. And they went on the pier in Malibu and had fun. And so yeah. I love that. But overall, I really hope that they'll be able to kind of find their way back to each other, because a mother's relationship with her daughter is always special and yeah. always deserves to be given the best shot that it can.
Right.
So overall, it was a crazy episode. The Perfect Stormy is kind of yes. like a good title for the episode. There was a definite storm going on with everything. But with all of that, let's get into some tea time, shall
Ooh.
We? News and gossip. Here we go. It's almost like in the faint background, you can hear someone sipping the tea. And from the audio clip, it sounded like it was good tea. Okay.
I can go for some tea right now, actually.
Oh, I know. I know. We really need to just, like, next week
have
bring
our
tea.
Teacups and just drink them.
Exactly. Next week.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yep. So Kanye West, you guys, is set to be on SNL on September 29th. So please set your calendars. I'm sure it is to be good. I wonder if he's going to be doing any of the skits, or I wonder if he's just going to be a musical guest, or both. What are your thoughts?
Ooh, I think he's probably going to be doing maybe one skit. I'll give him, like, one. They might talk on him into two, but he's just there for the music, really.
Yeah.
He's going to do his little songs and call it a day.
Call it
you
a day.
Think so?
I do hope he does, a skit, because, you know, right now Kanye has been a mess, mm-hmm. and a lot of people look at Kanye as being a mess, so I think it would be kind of cool if he lets his hair down a little bit and does, like, one or two skits just to show people I have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because we know SNL is very political, so I can see them trying to do, like, a Trump skit. So I would love for him to play along, hopefully. He claims he's out the sunken place, but...
He claims. And we'll talk about that in a second. And before we move on to the next news yes. and gossip, I did want to tell all of you AfterBuzzers out there that our network does produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. So from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we do need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So really, it's a win-win. And And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels as well. Please let us know you did in the comments below, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. We really appreciate you guys and love hearing your thoughts in the comments below.
Yes.
Sure do.
All right, now, speaking about Kanye West, Kanye and Chance the Rapper announced that they have a new album coming out called Good Ass Job. And if you guys are fans of Kanye West, you know that his label is called Good Music, and there's always something to do with good. So, kind of excited to see Chance. I mean, Chance loves Kanye. Kanye loves Chance. They're both from Chicago, so... That should be exciting to see them do music together.
Are you surprised, though, that Chance has kind of, like, stuck around with Kanye during all of the controversy and everything that's been, like, going on?
Yes and no. I mean, because Chance has this whole, like, I love everybody, I love God, and Kanye is, like, one of his idols. Mm-hmm. I am surprised of how vocal he has been, because people were upset at Chance. Mm-hmm. Because when Kanye made, like, the Trump comments and Chance then came out, we were like, whoa, Chance, we like you. Please don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just be quiet. But I like their little relationship, so... Should be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Hmm. I was like, cute, I guess.
Well, speaking of something else that I'm here for, so at an open mic event at the Washington or Harold Washington Library Center with high school's kids, Kanye told the audience that I've got to let you all know that I'm moving back to Chicago. I'm never leaving again. I mean, how do we feel? What is Kim going to do? He's got three kids, just had Chicago. Who he named after because he loves the city. Yeah. Now he wants to move back.
I don't know.
And never leave.
I think personally this is just one of those things. You know how Kanye gets excited? He's in the moment. He says something and then a lot of times doesn't really follow through. Mm-hmm. He does and says a lot of things like, oh, well, my album cover is going to be, you know, my mom's surgeon. And then, like, of course, that didn't happen. And then he just says a lot of things in the heat of the moment and then it never happens. There's a lot of things he does says. Like say that it does come true, but it just seems like he didn't really think it through. He was in the heat of the moment. He was in front of a crowd. He wanted to say something shocking, and he does this so many times, and I feel like it's nothing new, and I feel like Kim was probably like, okay, we are not moving.
Exactly.
And he hasn't been in Chicago in years, and people have called him out for that, so I'm surprised that he's like, I'm never leaving again.
Yeah.
I am happy that he is back in his hometown, because he hasn't been there in like 10 plus years, and he is now back at Donda's house, and he's in the city of Chicago, and hopefully he can help the youth, because Chicago has their reputation of like a lot of violence, so hopefully he will do some good things there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. But speaking about Kanye West, he has been on a roll. Mm. He went to his Instagram and he claims he's out of the sunken place. He made these IG videos kind of calling out three guys. Mm. Drake, Nick Cannon, and Tyson Beckford. So in the videos, he pretty much says to Drake, how dare you? Because, you know, they're kind of fake beefing anyway. And, you know, Drake has the song In My Feelings and he says the key, do you love me? He pretty much says to Drake, yes, I know it's not about my wife, but because these rumors are going around, you're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of rude and you need to man up and say something. Then he calls out Nick Cannon, and Nick Cannon is Kim Kardashian's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Nick did an interview where they asked Nick about Drake and Kim, and Nick says, oh, it could be true. Kanye says, bro, don't talk about my wife. I know you guys dated. Do not talk about my wife. Ooh. And then he says to Tyson Beckford, because Kim and Tyson had a little sparring on the Shade Room.
Right.
He says to Tyson, do not talk about my wife. And Nick Cannon actually reacted and was like, bruh, I'm a grown-ass man. You cannot tell me what to do. I stay out of the drama. Much love to you. Come on, Wallin' Out. Let's be friends.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Nick Cannon, because Nick Cannon was quick to be like, wait, you can't tell me what to say. He's like, I tried not to disrespect you guys, but I was asked a question and I answered it.
So he asked Kanye to come on Wildin' Out?
Because I think Kanye was on Wildin' Out before.
Okay.
So Nick says, hey, we hit our 200th episode. It'd be great if you could actually come back. Let's shake hands. Would love to have you on.
Oh, that's nice.
But he's like, bro, I'm a grown man. You cannot tell me what I can and cannot say. And a lot of people called Kanye out, because Kanye actually did the same thing when he was talking about Amber and Wiz Khalifa, and he was tweeting. So they're like, sure, Kanye, don't speak too fast.
Yeah.
You did the same thing. So
I watched a little bit of the Nick Cannon video, and he was like, oh, waiting for that train to pass, just like you said.
That was hilarious. I was like, oh, Nick.
I know. And Snoop Dogg had something to say about
it. So there's a new hashtag now where they're doing Kanye videos. So it's him and Ty Dolla Sign and I think A1. Mm-hmm. They were doing these fake videos pretending to be Kanye walking, and the train was podcast. Okay,
because
so.
The video was so like unflattering angle, like way down here.
Because that's how Kanye did it. Like, yes.
So crazy.
It's a Kanye challenge.
My whole thing is, it's just like a little too late. You know what I mean? Like Kanye, yeah. You should have spoke about this when this was happening. Like we talked about the Tyson thing months ago.
Yes.
Like where were you at, Kanye? Oh, yeah. Don't talk about my wife. Well, you should have said something
when it happened.
Yeah. When it was actually happening.
I know, and it's so funny. We're about to talk about Kanye again. We should just rename the show this week to Kanye Weekly.
Kanye
I know, instead of
he's
Kardashian.
Been in the news this
he
whole week.
Really has. And, he's you know, he went silent for so long, and now he's just Kanye. But anyway, Kanye thinks, and I do agree with this statement, he thinks that we should be able to participate in social media without having to show how many followers or likes we have. Just like how we can turn off the comments, we should be able to turn off the display of followers. This has an intense negative impact on self-worth. He was saying that people kill themselves out of not feeling enough self-worth or not getting as many likes. And he said it's like printing your penis size on your shirt and walking around like, you know, you need validation. So in a weird way, I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that I do agree with Kanye. I think that social media really has a negative impact as far as like, oh, if you have this many followers or you're not relevant, this and that. So I get it, like how people might want to turn that off. But then at the same time, I can see a lot of the people who don't have a lot of followers, they would just turn it off. So people would still know who has a lot of followers and who doesn't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Unless someone like Kim decided to come along and be like, nope, I'm turning everything off.
Yeah, because she needs to be the first one to do it.
Exactly.
When he said that statement, I'm like, I agree with you, but your wife...
She actually commented that she agrees.
Yeah,
she...
I love that statement because I think when people first invented social media, they didn't think it would go this far. But he's right. I mean, there's so many people who take this stuff so serious.
Yeah.
I remember a time when you could just post a picture and go about your day and not worry about likes and who didn't like it. So I actually agree with him. And I think especially for younger kids, I think that would be a great thing to teach them. Like, if we are going to have social media, let's take all of this off because it isn't healthy, you know. But
right.
What can we do?
I mean, Kanye's actually speaking the truth this time.
Yeah, like, right.
We could just all agree with him. He just said something just, well, it's like, okay, Kanye, we can kind of see the light within you this time.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the light, let's talk about Kylie and her lighting up the internet, Twitter that is. So she breaks the internet with her tweet as she said, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time. Life changing.
What?
I mean, do we think she's telling the truth? Is she just trying to be funny? Cereal for the first time with milk?
I think she's trying to be funny because someone found an old tweet of hers where she posted a picture of her eating cereal with milk. Like,
oh, really?
4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I think she was trying to be funny, but I get her. I'm allergic to milk.
Oh, really?
So I felt that on a spiritual level because when I had cereal with soy milk, I was like, yes, this is what it's like. So I felt it, but I felt like she was just trying to
be
funny.
See, the thing is everyone takes her so seriously. And people forget that, yes, she is more reserved, but she does have a funny, like, humorous side that she lets loose sometimes. So, like, I'm thinking, you know, she's just so untouchable. And I feel like it's a funny joke as like, oh, I'm normal just like you. I just tried cereal with milk for the first time. Like, she's kidding.
Yeah, being super sarcastic. Exactly. But people are like, yeah, milk and cereal. I'm like, guys, I think she's just being sarcastic. Yeah. It's okay.
And here's an idea. Like, for me, I don't ever eat cereal. So, like,
love cereal.
Not my thing.
Love, love, love it.
But okay, let's talk about Eunice because he's in, he's out. I'm not sure what's going on with him right now. Are they on a break right now?
I don't know.
I thought they were
back together. Well... Now I don't know because she was with somebody else.
Right. Yeah.
So he's basically getting sued for allegedly assaulting a security guard at Coachella who wouldn't allow him to enter the single gender restroom with Courtney. So apparently he was wanting to enter a restroom with Courtney. I don't know if they were just wanting to like wash up together or if they were doing other stuff. They were trying to do other stuff in the bathroom. But why does he always sense the need to be violent?
He has a very bad temper. I'm noticing this.
He does.
And it's just now coming to the light. Because we didn't know this for a long time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there was a video at a club where he like started punching a security guard as they were, or a club owner as they were leaving a club. And Drake was like, yo, what's going on? Because Drake was in the video. It just seems like he's just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like certain men just have this thing where they feel like to be a man, they've got to be aggressive and like punch people. It's like, why don't you just be nice? Like, why does it have to be such like so much testosterone? Or it's like, they get validation because they think they're a bigger man. If, like, I think he's just trying to make up for the fact that he's got a small...
I'm sure, because he's hot, and I'm like, I know it's not that great.
He's a hot mess. I don't understand why he's just going around fighting people. Like, he's just all this anger.
Well, Courtney probably feels like he's a hot mess because Courtney has been seen hanging out with fine ass. I think he's fine because I watch Grown-ish. 20-year-old Lucas Sabat.
Okay.
Miss Kourtney Kardashian is living her best life, but some people are like, are they just friends? Are there cougars? I don't know, because she does hang out with a lot of younger people like Jaden Smith, Luca, Harry. You know, that's kind of like her vibe. And, you know, as a fire sign, we always want to stay young. I feel you, Kourtney girl. But people are saying that they're dating. So that's why I'm like, is she with Eunice? Is she, you know, being Mama Cougar? I don't know. But
she's a cougar.
She's looking good.
And everyone's always making fun of Scott for dating young people. Look at Kourtney. I feel like she's right now going through like a midlife crisis because she's going through all these emotions and feelings. And it's just.
And she looks at her ex dating Sophia and she's probably like, well, if he's doing it, I'm going to get me a 20-year-old and live my best life.
And she's over here trying to act like, oh, well, I'm done being like a biatch, or like she doesn't want to be like that and all of her sisters like that. But really, in the past few episodes, she's been the one who's had an attitude and had a problem. So she claims that she's the one trying to like change who she is, but then she's the one that's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl.
I don't know, Kourtney. I just feel like, you know, it's hard with the younger ones because then you have to put a lot of time and you have to put a lot of effort. And yes, there's some young ones out there who might be more mature, but it's like, Kourtney, like, we don't have time for this. Right, we've got three kids.
But listen.
We just need to get it in, get it out. If we're doing that.
I think that's what she's
doing. If we're doing that, having a good time, then yes, live it up. But if you're trying to look for something serious, let this go. Let this go.
I think you're trying to have a good time, if you know what I mean.
If you're having a good time, live your best life. But you cannot train these young ones, girl.
You really can't.
But speaking of young ones on a different level, Chloe and her beautiful baby True.
Different level.
So Chloe decides to put the scandal behind her and move back to Cleveland with Tristan, you know, her baby daddy, doing the NBA season. And according to her source, Chloe just doesn't trust him 100% and or knows what's really happening while he's out there. And it's just a lot going on with her. Plus, she's got this thing with her baby True, where she's being accused of kind of editing the face.
Oh my goodness.
Of True. It's a lot.
I
will say that was a thought in my mind because she has been filtering her. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, I pray that like her insecurities aren't going on to her newborn baby, because that's just tough for to put that on a kid, because when True does get older, she's going to hear all these things and people are being mean to her on the internet. So, but I did see the whole face to the baby.
Which I'm not really sure. I know Rachel, I think, really thought that it was pretty face-tuned. Looking at it, the only thing I can maybe notice is that, like, the pupils may have been, like, enlarged. Yeah. I don't know. I know there's an app on, like, Facetune where you can, like, enlarge the eyes or, like, enlarge certain features or make certain features smaller. So, like, if anything, maybe she enlarged the pupils, but like, or maybe like made them starry-eyed. Like, I'm not really sure if I believe it or not, but like, what do you, like, I can kind of see it. I don't know.
I just hope not, because what's the point of editing your baby? Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you're a mom, if you are going to post your kids' photos, enjoy the moment they're babies, do it. If you don't want to post them, don't post their photos. If you feel like you need to edit the baby.
Right.
I don't know.
And then what are we feeling about her moving back to Cleveland? I mean, just keep this closer eye on Tristan.
But she deserves so much better.
We've seen in the past she tried to keep an eye on him and he still did what he did.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't really run behind him, Chloe, because he's still gonna do what he wants to do. I mean, clearly he did it, you know, not in a mean way, but he was doing it for months.
Yeah.
So if doing he wants to do it, stuff. He'll do it.
And you know, like Chloe, what I love about her, she's the type that's like, I want to work this out for my family. Mm-hmm. She comes from that. Her parents are divorced. Her mom and Caitlin also just separated. So I think she's the type who always wants to work it out, because she did that with Lamar as well.
Exactly.
But I think she knows deep down inside this may not be.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about Tristan's past relationship with his first baby mother, it's like, so I give her credit for trying to keep it together.
Definitely. I do. I really give her a lot of credit.
I give her credit.
She's been through
a lot. But she deserves the world.
She does.
She sure
does. So I'm praying for her and baby True.
I'm praying for her too. She only deserves the best. You can tell she's going to be a great mother and that she just wants to be loved. And I hate that she's had such bad experiences with men, because it's not fair to her, because she really is just always there for their beck and call, like always ready to be there and love them. And I hate that this has happened to her multiple times. But let's get into some Gram Glam, because you know I love picking out the best photos of the week. I just like collect them over the week and like put them in a file, and then like I bring them to you all every Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh,
so let's look at this first photo. Kim is usually always posting these fun, sexy photos. This time she's posting a major throwback, saying that this was her Drew Barrymore-inspired look.
So cute.
Super cute. I love just kind of seeing the old her, you know. I always love a good throwback.
Mm-hmm. I did too. It was nostalgic, though. It reminded me of my childhood. When I seen this, I was like, oh, this is so, like, late 90s, coolest. Right? Like, when she said Drew Barrymore, I'm like, yes, she does look like Drew Barrymore. So.
I know.
Go ahead,
I love a good throwback.
Yes. I love it. And then Courtney is the next photo, and Courtney posts a picture from Chicago. I love this. We saw this dress in the photo from last week.
She's hot. She looks great. She better walk the streets with a 20-year-old looking like that.
Yes, for the audio listener, she's in like a silver number next to like this really beautiful painted wall at the Tao restaurant in Chicago. So that's really beautiful. Let's move on to Chloe, though. She's donning a crop top sort of situation with a blazer with a high pony and some hoop earrings, looking like Chloe Money out here.
She looks, I love her in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. This is a very 90s look because I love an oversized blazer with that ponytail and those earrings. She looks good.
I mean, she looks great. She snapped right back.
Okay.
I don't understand how they all just snap. I know. Well, it's like well, I do, but I don't.
I do, but we do, but we don't. Just give me the number.
And let's talk about Kendall because she's always posting these photos looking so good. She's actually baring her bottom while promoting the brand new Yeezy Triple Whites. This is the most democratic Yeezy drop ever with over 2 million pairs sold this time.
Wow.
All the other ones have just been in, you know, 16,000 or 50,000, this and that, 100,000, whatever. This has been, like, these have been going on sale for the past few days and have been available to anyone who has wanted them which is incredible. I love them. I think they're great. They're, like, just regular white. They're very similar, if not the exact same ones as the, I think they were called... No, because the butters is what I have on right now.
Hey, oh my gosh. Show them those Yeezys.
Oh, boy.
I can't remember. Okay.
They look like those.
Cream. They used to be called cream whites. Now they're called triple whites. Don't ask me why, but that is just...
Those are good to look at, but I can never wear those.
Can you imagine getting them dirty? I'm already too worried about getting these light yellow pair. Like, can you imagine?
I would have those just in my closet because they look too pretty, too perfect.
I know. They are having some new ones come out that are the... what is it? It's like the 350s, but it's going to be like static. It's called static, and there's like a little translucent stripe in there. And like you can get ones that have reflective or not. And I'm like, ooh, I'm
very
90s.
I love that.
Or in December, they're going to be coming out with the zebra pairs again, which is like the zebra stripes that were very like, ugh, I want them, but I don't want to spend so much money. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one more pair and then I'll chill for a year.
Yeah.
I don't really know. And then, of course, the next photo is of Kylie, who's advertising the same Yeezys as well. So this week on Graham Glam, we're going to have to kind of vote between... So we're going to do our favorite photo overall.
Okay.
And then we're going to do who you think did the best Yeezy promotion of the two.
Okay.
So let's first start with everyone. Who we think the best photo of the week goes to. Drum roll, please. Let's see.
Nice.
All right. I am going to go with... Well, I guess let's just do 1, 2, 3.
Two for Courtney, one for Kim. But you know what? I was going to pick Courtney.
Ooh, okay. So, Howard, what are your thoughts? Because, I mean, obviously we both have the same taste in this week's photo.
I mean, Courtney is over there just slaying. She looks just so youthful, so young, so happy. And I'm like, girl, live your best life, you know? If you're doing what you're doing with a 20-year-old, having a good time... It shows in this photo, so go ahead.
She looks amazing. I second that. I do love Courtney, but the reason I picked Kim is because I love a good throwback, and I love, it was very nostalgic of my childhood, and it was just really cute, so I picked
it was, Kim. And I will give that to you because it's kind of nice to see her not be so serious.
That's
and,
why.
Yeah, I like it. Now let's vote on who we think has the best Yeezy Triple White promotion of the week, Kendall or Kylie.
Hey! Two for Kylie, one for Kendall.
I had to choose Kendall because I thought that it was just artsy. I always tell you guys, everything is always so artsy, and a lot of people be like, "Oh yeah, she's just in her underwear in her bed," but like, she knows her ankles and she knows
what
she's
doing. She's a supermodel.
What did you guys think?
I picked Kylie because she just looked really cute and innocent, and it kind of just brought me back because she's a young girl, and I love that she's just chilling with her pretty dress with, because that's how I dress, a dress with some sneakers. So
exactly. I picked her the same reason. I think she just looks so cute, so young, you know. I love the hair. It just all looked great to me.
I love it. And Kiki Boom Boom over here.
Yes.
She has a poll for us. She always... I feel like you're going to be like the new poll creator.
I'm here for the polls.
All right.
Because I get a little shady sometimes. So.
I know. I read your shit. I was like, oh, wow.
Dakota was like, wow, you took it there. Yes, I did. All right. The poll says Tristan Thompson was seen walking out of the club this week with two girls. Ooh. What do you think he was up to that night? And I, you know, the promo, I said, do you think he's hanging out with friends or is he back cheating?
Oh.
Do you guys want to know what everyone says?
Yes. What they say?
61% says he is back cheating. What?
I mean, I feel like everyone is just being realistic because, like, after everything he's done and you're seen out with two women at a club,
right?
What are you doing?
And you're in L.A., your baby mama in L.A.
Exactly.
But the funny thing is right after that, Courtney did post a video of, like, the three of them. And she's like, I'm the third wheel. And Tristan and Chloe are, like, hugging and kissing. And I'm like, Tristan, bro, come on.
Anyone can hug, anyone can kiss.
Yeah.
But it's if you're doing it with multiple people or you're one and only.
Come on. And so, yeah.
It's just horrible because they were saying on TMZ how they told the girls to just wait right here. Ugh. And then the girls were waiting and then they're like, okay, hurry up and come over here. And it's just like,
what do you mean?
Like, they when they were coming out the club, they said, wait right here. We're going to get the call. We're going to get Tristan. Yeah. And then as they were waiting, they said, okay, hurry up. Come on, let's go. And then, but it's like, you know, paparazzi is around the corner. Every time Tristan knows paparazzi.
You're a Kardashian now, Tristan.
Yeah.
They're going to be followed. And you're in your girl's play. Like, before he was in New York cheating him, now you're in L.A.
Exactly.
The paparazzi loves the Kardashian slash Jenners out here. So, and they're going to follow you because you've been caught. So, bro, what
They're trying to catch you again for, they want that coin. Seriously? They want that headline.
Tristan, but the people feel, I think how we feel, 61% thinks he's still cheating.
Yeah. Well, you guys, it's been a messy Monday, even though it's a Sunday. Messy Sunday. So, yeah. But all that and more, we love you guys. And we really, really appreciate you watching every week. And we can't wait to be back next week. There's going to be a lot more to talk about. Is it going to be heavily Kanye-based again? Who knows? But make sure to tune in next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on the AfterBuzz TV reality channel. In the meantime, where can everyone keep up with you on social media?
You guys can keep up with me at Kiki Boom Boom.
All right.
Yes, and you can keep up with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And you guys can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I'm also going to be interviewing Demi Lovato's little sister Madison De La Garza about her brand new film Subject 16, which I'm very excited about, on October 1st at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure to tune in to the Popcorn Talk Network on my show Millennial Hollywood.
Yes.
In the meantime, we will keep up with you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.